Nolte, Another Terrible Box Office Weekend for Woke Hollywood. By John Nolte on February 25, 2024. Once again, Hollywood's woke artery flamed out at the weekend box office, which is down -32% over this same weekend last year. All told, the box office grossed $64 million this weekend. That's not what one movie earned this weekend. This is what all the movies earned. Oh, and guess what the only hit of the weekend is? Bob Marley, One Love. Despite terrible reviews, One Love has earned $72 million over 2 weeks. But, I was told that all of these woke movies bomb. Not because woke sucks, but because America is racist. But, if racism is why all those woke movies bomb, why is the only box office hit in February a movie about a black guy? Oh, and the number two movie in America this weekend? The debut of a piece of Asian anime called Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba to the Hashira Training. It's about to gross $11 million. Looks like the racists took the weekend off from being racist. Still bombing and bombing hard, and when I say hard, I mean harder than the Marvels, is Madame Web. After an opening weekend so terrible, major franchise plans were immediately scrapped. It dropped -64% this weekend. Its two-weekend total now stands at $35 million. With promotion costs, Sony/Marvel poured at least $150 million into this feminist drivel. Deservedly, losses could top $100 million. This weekend's biggest and most notable flop comes from one Coen brother, Ethan, and his wife. Drive Away Dolls, a lesbian road trip lark, opened on 2,279 screens and promptly died with a pathetic $2.5 million opening. The movie's original title was Drive Away Dykes, which might have boosted its box office chances. At least that title had some edge to it. Either way, who was this $30 million movie made for? Other than the Bob Marley biopic, the only other movie performing within expectation is the Christian film Ordinary Angels, which stars two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank. I find two things interesting about this movie. The first is that Meg Tilly co-wrote the screenplay. The second is that it takes place in Louisville during what was called the 1994 North American Cold Wave. My wife and I got trapped in that cold wave just outside of Louisville. Black ice made driving on Highway 75 impossible. Long after dark, with a police escort, we were all driven to the first exit. I knew we would never get a hotel room if I took that exit. So I ignored the cops, got off at the next exit, and scored the last hotel room in a town called Berea. After getting my wife all settled in, I walked a mile through towering snowdrifts for some Mexican takeout. What a great night that was. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Hollywood sucks. Even before you add the stud of the weekend. Year to date, the 2024 box office is down 21% compared to last year and 45% compared to 2020, the last year before the pandemic hit. And don't let the sycophants in the Hollywood media fool you. As Breitbart News reported last week, this collapse has zero to do with the pandemic, the strikes, or lack of wide release content. There's plenty of content, which means the box office is collapsing for only one reason: the product sucks. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.